I'll tell them, I want you to focus on the perceived exertion maximum, but I want you to think intuitively about this workout and understand, like, imagine yourself doing it. Imagine the road you're going to be on. Pick a road that's going to let you execute this workout, right? Mm-hmm. And for that, you have to think about the road surface and the traffic and the turns or not turns and the cadence you want to do. If I tell them self-prescribed cadence, a lot of riders will pick a climb because they feel that they can make more power better on a climb, which may or may not be true. Most riders associate making more power with pushing harder on the pedals. But of course, we know power is made of two components, right? Speed and force, or speed in circles, cadence, and force in circles, torque. Okay. So we can do either, assuming the other one stays constant, we can make the other increase and you'll get more power. But hence, you can pedal more quickly and gain power. That's what I'm getting at. But I'll ask athletes to imagine this workout and imagine the rest interval. That's really important. And think about it and feel it for a minute. Like, you've only got 2.5 minutes to recover from a really hard 5-minute effort. So now your job is to intuit how hard you can go for each of those 5-minute efforts and still not completely blow to smithereens. And if you do blow to smithereens, that's okay. You're not a failure. You didn't miss a day of training. You didn't, you know, completely flunk. You're not going to get dropped in your next 5 races because you missed 8 minutes worth of work. So just chill out a little bit and come back home and fill out your ride report, and then we'll discuss it and we'll see what we could do better for next time. Because that learning opportunity, I think part of what I'm saying in this whole RPE equation is, it's not only the physiological benefit of going out and training hard. Cycling is also about knowing yourself. In fact, that is the first tenet of being an athlete. It is the by far the most critical aspect of any athletic journey, bar none. It's an examination. Like, what did I list in the first thing about cycling? It's internal connection. It's knowing yourself. Like, when you're 3.5 hours into a road race and you've got 50K to go or 30K to go, and someone clicks up 2 gears and attacks on a hill, there's no power meter that will tell you whether you can go with that rider at that moment. And if you're looking at the power meter, you're looking in the wrong place. You are worshiping the altar of data, and you should be worshiping the altar of your own internal knowledge, your own knowing. Can I follow this person or not? Or is that guy an idiot because I know he's going to blow up in a minute? I'm going to sit right here on this wheel and chill out until the next attack, or I'm going to attack myself over the next roller, or whatever decision you make. But it's all based on knowing. It's all based on intuition. So when we do a 4x5 maximum, I'm offering the rider an opportunity to not just make their engine bigger, but to know themselves better. That's so there's more than one way to train an athlete. So I wouldn't say 360, I wouldn't say 340. What I do is I say, I want 4x5 maximum. And here's the subplot to that. You have to educate the athlete and instill confidence in them that some days, maybe the last time they did a 4x5 maximum, they got whatever, 350 average for all four. And their last one was 340 and they were hanging on for dear life. Okay. But today they go out and the first one is 330 and they're like giving themselves a root canal. Right? So now we have a conundrum for the athlete on the road. Do I finish the workout? Am I completely tanked? Am I like, is this a bad day? Am I going to put myself in the hole or give myself mono or something if I do this, or rip one of my legs is going to fall out of the socket? Or should I keep going? Am I being soft? You know,
yeah.
Like, am I just being weak? Can I go harder? And again, I let the athletes solve that equation, but I can tell you from experience, there are days when you should just go home. Of course. And then there are days where it's like, this is a 330 day. Now go make 330. Treat it like 350. Just go as freaking hard as you can. It's another brick in the house. Maybe one of the most important bricks. Because on race day, ultimately, we want you to be able to show up to the line knowing that no matter what, worst case scenario, you can make 4x5 at 330. That's your baseline. Mm-hmm. What we're trying to do is raise that baseline. We don't want the miracle day on your race day. I don't want you to depend on that for your race day. That's not a well-trained athlete. That's someone hoping for Hail Mary.
Hoping to win the lotto on race day. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah. We don't do that.
When people don't set a PR on a race day, which to me, I try to explain, like, if you're doing a 1 minute max effort, that should definitely be harder than any 1 minute in a race, or you are literally going to stop pedaling in the race and get dropped. But I think the point that you make about education and learning, and you something about like, you know, finding the right place to do these intervals. I think in even that menial task, when especially newer cyclists, newer to doing intervals, like, well, wait, this doesn't work on this road, but this works on this road, and I found this hill. Then you understand, like, when the guy clicks two clicks down, what does his speed look like on that type of hill that you have now trained on, that you just know, it doesn't matter watts, like you're saying, it's, oh God, that guy's going really fast, I can't even get to that. Or that guy's going to blow up. And, you know, and you just learn so much about is yourself moving through space in the real world. And that's what winning a bike race is, be the fastest person moving through space. And so, yeah, I loved everything you just said about just, it simplifies everything. 4x5 max. I love that. I don't do that, but I'm actually very curious